Okay, this morning we're going to be thinking a little bit about prayer and what it means to pray. Now, to start with, I'm going to ask a question. Could anyone tell me what they think prayer is? So what would you say prayer is? Michael? Saying words to God? Yeah? Through the Holy Spirit? Very good. Yep, Edwin, what do you want to say? Saying something to God, very good. Yeah, you've got it exactly right. Prayer is a way of talking to God. And when we talk to God, when we pray, what kind of things might we pray about? Michael? To help us with stuff, very good. Anyone else? Rory? Sorry, can you say that a bit louder? Say about the bad things and good things that we've done. So do you think we might say sorry for the bad things that we've done? Yeah? Joseph? So asking for help for people who need it. Yeah, very good. Anyone on this side want to add anything? Or anyone further back? Doesn't necessarily have to be the children that answer. Oh, Joseph? Shout very loud. To help us? Yeah, very good. Okay, anyone else? God always. Brilliant, thank you very much. Yeah, so like you say, God always answers our prayers. So when we talk to God through prayer, we might praise God, we give thanks to God, we might say sorry for things that we've done wrong, we might ask for help, and either for ourselves or we might ask for help for other people. Now, the next question is, where do we have to be, or where can we be when we pray? Yep. In a church, yeah, that's one place. Okay, who should I pick? Caspian. At home? Okay. Sue? There we go, anywhere. We don't necessarily have to be in a certain place when we pray. We can be in church, we can be at home, we can be walking somewhere, anywhere. We can pray absolutely anywhere. Now, I'm going to read a short reading from Matthew's Gospel, which is a reading where Jesus teaches us a bit about prayer. So this reading is from Matthew chapter 6, and it's verses 5 to 15, and the words will come up on the screen if you want to follow it. So it says this. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up and pray in the houses of worship and on the street corners so that everyone will see them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in private, will reward you. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honoured. May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. If you forgive others the wrongs they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done. Now, in this reading, as I said, that's Jesus speaking. And Jesus says that when we pray, we shouldn't pray just to get attention from people or to impress people and make ourselves noticed. Prayer is, like we said, a conversation between us and God. And instead of just repeating a load of meaningless words over and over again and going on for a long time, it's about talking to God and being real and honest and having an honest conversation with him. Now, in the second part of that reading, Jesus also teaches us a special prayer. Now, can anyone tell me what that prayer is? That was in the second part of that reading. Joseph. About forgiveness, yeah? But it has a special name. Michael? Yeah, that's good. Do you know what the prayer is called? It's a prayer that we said earlier on in the service. Anyone else? Catherine. The Lord's Prayer, very good. So that is the section where Jesus teaches us the Lord's Prayer. And this prayer is something that's very important to Christians, and it's still said by Christians all over the world today, and obviously we've said it this morning. I'm just going to put the words up on the screen so we can see them again. So in this prayer, it sums up all the things that we've been talking about. There's stuff in there that praises God, gives thanks to God, gives us a chance to say sorry for the things that we've done wrong, and we ask for God's help. And that prayer is just a summary of some of the different things that we can pray about. And when we say it, it puts all those things together. Now, when we pray, obviously, like we said, prayer is like talking to God and having a conversation with God. So when we talk to God, we hope that God will answer us. And as we've heard, God always does answer us, and he has different ways of answering us. And what I'm going to play you now is a short clip from a film, and it's a film called Bruce Almighty. Has anyone seen that film before? Okay, some of you have. Now, just to set the scene and tell you what it's all about, this is a comedy film from a few years ago, which is centered around a news reporter who's called Bruce. And in the film, all kind of unfortunate things happen to Bruce in his job, and then he complains to God and says that he doesn't think that God's doing his job properly. And then after that, God appears to Bruce and offers him the chance to use his powers to prove that God is doing his job properly. And initially, Bruce uses these powers for his own personal gain. But then later on, he discovers that part of the job is that people pray to God and he has to respond to those prayers. And the scene that we're going to see shows Bruce trying to come up with a way of dealing with the prayers that he's receiving. So hopefully this will work. Okay, I don't know how well you could hear the talking in that. I couldn't really hear it from up here. But basically, just to sum up what happened, Bruce was trying to come up with a way of dealing with all the prayers that he was receiving. So to start off with, he tried to put them into filing cabinets. And obviously, that didn't work because he had lots of them. Then he tried to put them on post-it notes. And obviously, you could see that he was completely covered in them. And then he tried to come up with a computer system. And as you could see, he was trying to download all the prayers, and there were so many of them that every time he was answering them, that it just kept on coming up with more and more of them. So eventually he just said, he answered them all and just said yes to everyone. And a bit later on in the film, you can see that because he's then said yes to everyone's prayers just by answering them all at the same time, it's caused complete chaos. Now, there were loads of people that prayed for things like winning the lottery and stuff like that. So it goes around and finds that thousands of people have won the lottery and all kinds of stuff like that, because that was the kind of things that they all prayed for. Now, obviously, when we pray to God, like I said, God has different ways of answering us. And just because when he answers us, he doesn't necessarily say yes straight away all of the time, like we saw in that film clip. It doesn't mean that he isn't listening to us. He's always listening to us, and sometimes there is just a different answer to what we think. Now, we can think of it a bit like a set of traffic lights. Now, when we see a set of traffic lights in the roads, what does the colour red mean? Okay, let's go over here. So what does red mean? It means stop, yeah. So red on a set of traffic lights means stop. So sometimes we pray for something, and if what we've asked for isn't happening, we might think that God isn't listening, but instead, he is listening, but he has a different plan for us, and God knows that that plan that he has for us is much better, so he knows us better and knows what we want even better than we know ourselves. Now, the next colour, amber or yellow, what does that mean? Okay, here again. Okay, get ready. Or what can it also mean as well? Okay, yeah. Wait, yeah. So it can mean wait as well. So sometimes when we pray, God does want to give us what we prayed for, but because God's timing is perfect and even better than as can ever be, he knows that he wants to give us what we prayed for, but he has a different time to give it to us, and we just need to keep praying to him. And the last colour, what does green mean? Okay, yeah. Go, yeah, green means go. So we've prayed for something and God answers with a yes. Now, as we've seen, there's when we've been talking and with the questions, there's lots of different things we can pray for. And we can pray when we want to thank God, ask him for help, say sorry, or praise him. And God is always there, and we can always talk to him. And when we pray, it is a two-way conversation. So it's not just about us talking to God. God answers us as well. So when we pray, we should also listen to God for his answer. And he always knows what's best for us. Amen.